Regina, the fifth and final flight, at least for now, of displaced Ukrainians to Saskatchewan landed at the Regina International Airport on Monday afternoon. This flight is the last one under the current Memorandum of Understanding signed last August 12 between the Saskatchewan government and the humanitarian organization Solidaire and Open Arms. Since July of last year, they have partnered together in coordinating the flights bringing Ukrainians fleeing the Russian invasion to Saskatchewan. All five flights had originated in Warsaw, Poland, with Regina the destination for four of them and Saskatoon for one. Most have used the wide-body Boeing 787 aircraft, though on some occasions 737s were used for the last leg of the journey to Saskatchewan. This latest flight was a Boeing 787 direct from Warsaw, with approximately 230 Ukrainians arriving at around 4 p.m. Regina time. The Ukrainian arrivals were processed at customs, and while it had been a long journey for them, they seemed to be in good spirits as they were greeted by officials and volunteers in the arrival area. The dignitaries included Minister of Immigration and Career Training Jeremy Harrison and Legislative Secretary for Saskatchewan-Ukraine Relations Terry Dennis. The new arrivals then boarded onto buses to take them to their temporary accommodations. A number of support programs are being set up by the province in the coming days to help them settle in the province quickly. As has been the case for previous flights, the Ukrainian arrivals will be able to go to a one-stop shop session where they can sign up for Saskatchewan health cards, driver's licenses, and arrange housing, banking, and other supports. That event will take place on March 30 at Wawa Shriners 2065 Hamilton Street, Regina, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. A session on resume writing and job search skills is set for Regina Work Prep Center 2020 Halifax Street, Regina on March 31, 8 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m., and on April 3 from 8 a.m. to noon and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. that day. As well, a community and career fair is set for Queensbury Convention Center Grand Ballroom 1700 Elphinstone Street, Regina on April 5 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. A Saskatchewan Immigrant Nominee Program workshop is available online on April 6 to 10 a.m. to noon. In speaking to reporters Monday, Minister Harrison said it was really a moving thing to see folks who are getting off an aircraft after having gone through what are horrific circumstances to bring them here today. It really brings home in a lot of ways how fortunate we are to live in Saskatchewan and Canada. But it really underlined the incredible generosity of the people of this province here who have opened their homes, opened their businesses, who have just gone over and above and beyond to make sure that the folks here getting off these aircraft have every opportunity of building a great life in Saskatchewan. To this point, Saskatchewan has welcomed approximately 4,000 arrivals from Ukraine. While the flight Monday marks the end for the current MO for humanitarian flights between the government and the humanitarian organizations, the province has signaled it is open to having more Ukrainians arrive. "We will do everything we can to open our doors," Harrison told reports. "There's no limit on the number of people we will welcome from Ukraine here to Saskatchewan."